And Mickey Pendergrass, Baxter County Judge, is joining us now. And Mickey, what can you tell us as far as damage throughout Baxter County is concerned?
Well, it basically seems to be along the north side of Mountain Home, starting with maybe a little bit west and on the side of Hiram Shattuck's nursing home over by the hospital. Went through the College North Street areas, North College, and out across the County Road 28, Pioneer Trail and Mallard Point, and there was some slight damage I've learned so far in Gamalia. So everything on the north side of town seems to be the path of the storm.
Do we know, is there major damage, or what have you heard, Mickey?
Well, what I've been told so far is that Hiram Shattuck's was damaged enough that it collapsed. They were able to get all the residents out, and then we've not no reports of injuries. We had utilities disconnected and hot wires down and gas leaking, and they've been attacking that and getting that turned off. So we think that scene has probably been cleared, that the residents have had to been moved out to other nursing homes. And some part of the building, I don't know how much of it, but part of it at least has collapsed on itself because of the storm.
Any other structures damaged that you've heard of?
Yes, we've had some roof damages somewhere. There may be some in the North College Street area. There's a roof been blown off in the Mallard Point Road area. And we had a house fire also after this storm, maybe some lightning or power failure down in the Rodney North Fork area. I think they've got that under control now. But there's just a lot of roof damages, I think, across the north side of town.
Any injuries that you know of?
We have not been reported any.
Okay. What do you have to say to the citizens of Baxter County? What anything they need to do tonight or not do?
What was that again?
I said to the residents of Baxter County, anything they need to do or not do tonight?
Yeah, if you've got power, stay put. So I know there's a lot of them probably out of power that's on energy on the north side of town. I understand there's at least 800 homes that's out of power. If they can stay put, because we do have a lot of utilities down that's very dangerous to get out. And if you don't need to be driving in this, wait till we get it all cleared up. But we have finally got the National Weather Service to give us the all clear on the storm. So it is afraid to go that way. But when there's damage in that north area, please don't be bothering the workers as they try to clean the areas up.
Exactly. Mickey, I know we're busy. Hey, thank you so much for the time, and thank you for the update.
All right, thank you for keeping us all informed.
You bet. Thank you. Mickey Pendergrass, Baxter County Judge. And again, as he said, Hiram Shattuck's nursing home, they were able to get all of the residents out. The building has collapsed because of damage from the storm this evening. He mentioned other residences and buildings throughout the county with damage. It looks like the damage path starts southwest part of Mountain Home, ran right through the middle part of town, basically College and North, right through the middle part of Mountain Home and all the way out to the Gamalia area. I mentioned earlier that the biggest area as far as North Arkansas Electric is concerned, as far as their outages, is out there in the Henderson and the Gamalia areas north of the lake and north of Highway 62 412. That is where their bulk of their outages are. Entergy, let me check numbers again for you. They're still over 1,100 customers in Mountain Home without power this evening. This tornado warning was issued as around 8:30. It was about 8:22 when the Weather Service had mentioned they were watching some circulation with the storm in the south of the Gasville area. And that storm could continue to move to the northeast. And they eventually issued the tornado warning. And shortly after that is when we started getting the reports of damage in the area. Matt Sharp, Tim Tibbs, we're all doing the duty here this evening. Matt, what have you got for
us? I just wanted to let you know the Weather Service has sent an update. The tornado watch for Baxter, Fulton, Izzard, and Stone counties has been extended until 6 a.m. Saturday.
Okay. I got a feeling, though, that we're going to be one of the first counties shaved off that once this line moves through.
Maybe
I know,
so.
I know, because Taney County's already been removed out of the one for southern Missouri. So we'll continue to update the weather for you this evening, and obviously we'll continue to update damage reports. If you've got damage reports, if you know of anything, let us know. We'll pass the info along, 870-425-3101. And you heard Judge Pendergrass, don't get out. The biggest problem you're going to have right now is if there's power lines down, it's dark. You're not going to be able to see. You won't know where those power lines are, and they could be live. So stay put. And let the crews get their work done. And if you've got an emergency, obviously call. But I talked to the sheriff's office in Baxter County, Mountain Home Police Department. They are swamped. There's numerous calls going on. And damage to, of course, the Hiram Shattucks, the judge talked about. We've had reports of several different apartment complexes with damage this evening. We'll continue to update this for you throughout the evening. Stay with us here on KTLO Classic Hits and The Boot.